This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Evangelist and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Should I fool everybody and try to talk double? Wayne Root. That was a funny opening. They were playing two of my openings at the same time. I think maybe three of them were playing at the same time. Triple the Wayne Root. I like it. Wayne Root squared. I'll go for it. This is Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. If you tuned in to hear Wayne Root, you got three of me at once. That's always a good thing. Some of the news stories that are hot in Trump land today, and there's a lot of them. First of all, the illegal alien who murdered the police officer in California, Gustavo Perez Arrega, a real winner. Why don't we have public executions? Come on, man. I want to inject him, and I want the injection to go wrong. I want to watch him writhe in pain. And then right before he dies, I want to hang him, too, so it's like a double death. Gustavo Perez Arrega. Guys like this have to be put to death in the most interesting way possible with the public watching so that people learn a lesson that you don't kill police officers. You don't come to our country illegally and murder police officers. He was arrested in California on the way to Mexico! Where else would you go after you kill a cop? Mexico! Only Mexico or Central America? How about Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala? All the cop killers know where to go, don't they? And I know where they're all from, too, right? They're illegals. They shouldn't be in the country. They can't be in the country. They must not be in the country. We need a wall. We got to protect all of us, women, children, men too, believe it or not, white males over the age of 50 shouldn't be murdered either. I realize Democrats don't agree with that, but, you know, white straight males have a right to live too. So we need to stop illegal immigration. All kidding aside, because you're talking about the death of a wonderful, brave police officer who, by the way, came to America legally. Last I checked, the police officer had come to America's family from India. I don't know why Indians all over America aren't up in arms. I don't know why they're not screaming, because I've never met an illegal Indian. I'm sure there are some from India here illegally, but I've never met one. I've never seen one. The truth is they're wonderful people from India, and they come to America the right way, and they do it legally, and they should be very annoyed that people come here illegally and jump the line ahead of them and ask for welfare and food stamps and a thousand other things. And they should be more than annoyed, they should be outraged that someone came here illegally from Mexico and murdered a brave police officer who had originally come here from another country, done it the right way, done it legally. Really terrible. Some of the things going on in the world today you need to know about. Again, what I love to talk about is that my show is not like any other show. Because the people that choose the news on CBS, NBC, ABC, PBS, MSNBC, CNN, The Washington Times, the New York Times, The Washington Post, the people choose the headlines at all those prestigious media organizations are basically communists and scum and slime, and they hate everything you and I believe in. They don't stand for anything you and I believe in. And so they pick the worst news stories, the biggest fraud, the biggest fake news, the biggest lies they could find to convince you that only government is good for you and the rest of us are racists. They don't tell you the truth. Wayne Root picks news stories that you want to hear that are real. So as an example, I watched a video last week, one of the most painful videos I've ever watched, of two beautiful young blonde girls from Norway and I think Sweden, both being beheaded by Islamic extremists. These two girls, who were obviously brainwashed by the liberal media in Scandinavia into believing that everybody's the same in the whole world and we could all sing Kumbaya and hold hands together. So these two nice, beautiful blonde girls went hiking in Morocco, a Muslim country. That's really smart, isn't it? Two blonde girls hiking in Morocco. Two blonde Christian girls hiking in a Muslim country. and they were kidnapped, and they filmed them cutting their heads off while they were alive. So I watched the knife cutting through their neck while the girl screamed, and blood spurted everywhere. And you watched the last few breaths as she moaned in agony, as they literally chewed away at her skin and cut her head off her neck. And so that's not the thing I'm even talking about today. That's not even what I'm telling you about, even though you'll never hear that in the news media, the mainstream news media. It will never be a headline. No one's going to ever tell you on the evening news tonight that two nice blonde Christian girls from Scandinavian countries hiking in a Muslim country had their heads cut off while they were alive. And I'm not talking about when you think your head cut off, you know, in the old days, you know, in the old thousand years ago days, you know, a guy would lean over and a person would take a sword and boom, lop it off. The pain was like a billionth of a second. You're dead. Your head comes off. They carved their heads off their neck while they were alive for several minutes. You've never seen anything like it in your life. The most disgusting thing maybe I've ever watched in my life. But things like that need to be watched. People need to know how evil the world is and how much evil there is in Muslim countries. Not all Muslims. Wayne's not saying every Muslim's bad. But Muslim countries in general are filled with evil people who want to hurt Jews and Christians and Western civilization and Americans. And Republicans. If they knew what a Republican was. In America, I'm sure they have hatred for Republicans. You could add that to the list. Because we won't sit back and let them just conquer our nation and just cut the heads off of all the people in our country. So they get mad at things like that. You won't let us conquer you? We can't rape you, enslave you, and murder you? Oh, you won't allow Sharia law? Well, then, you know, you're just bad people. We've got to kill you. Have you ever made fun of Muhammad? Have you ever had a cartoon that made fun of Muhammad? We've got to kill you. Are you blonde? We've got to kill you. Are you a Jew? We've got to kill you. I mean, it's really, liberals get mad at Republicans because they don't think we say nice things, but liberals love Muslims while Muslim extremists murder everyone who they don't like what they say. It's just the most incredible, strange dichotomy, disparity I've ever heard in my life. So separate what I just said. Forget about the fact that these two girls had their heads cut off their bodies for several minutes with a fairly dull knife while they were alive. Forget about that. Swedish state broadcaster SVT has outraged viewers after they ran an article claiming the gruesome ISIS-inspired murder of two Scandinavian girls in Morocco had nothing to do with Islam, and then warned Swedes that sharing the beheading video of the incident would result in anyone watching it serving 4 years in prison. I want that to sink in for a minute. In the United States, the media is filled with liberal nutcases, mentally ill, mentally disturbed, liberal whack jobs who hate us all. The same people a study recently concluded have no interest in anyone ever proselytizing Christianity at the workforce and would never leave a separate room for you to pray to a Christian God, but have no problem at all with someone proselytizing Islam in the workplace and would gladly give you a separate room and set up separate facilities for you to enjoy your Islamic breaks. That's the typical Hillary voter right there, the typical Obama voter. Mental illness abounds. But at least in America, so far, at the moment, because Trump is president, this would have gone away if Hillary had been elected. And as long as the border stays open more and more and more, longer and longer and longer, this will go away. We, at the moment, have freedom to say whatever we want. If I simply make a comment about Islam not being a religion of peace, and that many Islamics, but not all, have evil intent towards the West and towards Jews and towards Christians, if I even utter those words, they would take me away in the middle of the night in Sweden and throw me in prison. And in England, they would take me away and throw me in prison. In France, they might take me away and throw me in prison. There is no freedom in those countries. No freedom of speech, no freedom. Someone kills you, nothing happens. You talk about it, they throw you in prison. So now they want to put you in prison for 4 years for watching a video of these two beautiful blonde girls having their heads cut off slowly. And they also want to make sure you know that Islam had nothing to do with the murders, even though they killed them in the name of Islam. It's actually quite funny if it wasn't sick. It's actually so twisted that you almost have to laugh or you would cry, saying, this is the world today? Maybe you should be worried and outraged about two young, beautiful blonde Christian girls from Scandinavia having their heads cut off. Maybe you shouldn't worry so much about whether anyone is rude or mean or racist for talking about it, for actually mentioning that Islam had something to do with it. My God, Islam might have had something to do with it. Might have. A bunch of Muslim men sliced women's heads off. You watched them gurgle on their own blood. I watched it all. They died a slow, miserable, painful, disgusting death at the hands of Islam. Now, yes, Islamic extremism, not all Islam, but yes, Islam was involved. The Quran is involved. Are all of you asleep at the switch? Is everyone so dumb you're in sleepy land like a two-year-old? The Quran says that if you don't convert to Islam, we have a right to murder you, enslave you, rape you, whatever we want to do with you, conquer you, and turn you all into slaves and murder anyone who disagrees. That's what the Quran says. So this might have something to do with Islam. It just might have something to do with the Quran. I mean, this is real stuff, folks. Marin Ulan, 28, of Norway, and Louisa Jespersen, 24, of Denmark, were murdered while backpacking in the High Atlas Mountains of Morocco. Both girls were stabbed multiple times and beheaded on video. And the culprits are seen pledging allegiance to the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. But Sweden TV says it had nothing to do with Islam, and if you watch the video, 4 years in jail for you. No TV for you. No video for you. Wow. Folks, revolution is in the air. People all over the world are getting ready to fight their own governments and take down their own governments. There's just going to be no choice. These are the people running your world, trying to take control of your mind. Revolution is in the air. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor Suggest. All natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're amazing. miracle for me. They'll work for you too with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
It's just gotten so bad out there, you know. I've got two emails waiting from great friends of mine, good people. And one of them is saying, and he's a great friend of President Trump, a very close friend of President Trump, and a multi-millionaire who's been successful his whole life and has a great life and a beautiful wife and two beautiful kids. And he says, I'm entering deep depression. I cannot turn the news on. It's so disgusting what has happened to the world. People are insane. Liberals are insane. The people running our governments are insane. Not Trump. The people fighting Trump. He loves Trump. But he says what he's seeing around him is just sickness, and it makes him ill. He's getting depressed. He can't turn on the TV. He's depressed for the new year. And my other friend said, Wayne, I swear to you, I'm not crazy. I'm not kissing your ass. But you should be the president after Trump. You're that good. You really should be. And then he sent another email and said, you know I said you should be the president after Trump. We need Wayne Root after Trump. But my guess is you'd probably be assassinated in the first year because you're even stronger than Trump. And they're going to kill you and they're going to kill him and they're going to take him out. It's getting that bad. Anybody with a brain can see this. Anyone could see it. By the way, someone called my great friend JD in Las Vegas, one of our longtime listeners and callers in Vegas, to make sure I knew that the cop that was murdered in California yesterday is not from India, he's from Fiji. I did not know that. To be honest with you, I had not seen that. I had heard someone mention that he himself was an immigrant, and I thought they said from India, and they probably did, but they didn't know what they were talking about. He was from Fiji. All I knew is I knew the story. The cop was killed by the illegal immigrant. I did not know that the cop was from Fiji. So our condolences to his family. Terrible thing. Very sorry for you. Good man. And, you know, what's the point of immigrating from another country just to die in America at the hands of an illegal? To come here legally and die at the hands of an illegal. Does it make any sense? No, but President Trump needs to call a press conference and tell the world about this. Tell the American people, have a fireside chat. All right, some more stories you need to know. Well, first I got to give you a little station identification. This is Wayne Alaroot, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And I come to you on USA Radio Network, the Wayne Alaroot Show, War Now. And my flagship station, KBET, 790 AM here in Las Vegas. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas, at least for the moment, because we're under Democratic occupation in another few days. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, owned, operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg, under the weather for a few days, and so thrilled to hear he's back. He's one of the nicest guys in the world. I call him Uncle Fred. He's like my Jewish uncle. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you could trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. I'm trying to multitask, as I usually do. I'm looking at computer screens at the same time I talk to you, and I'm trying to see what gold did today, because gold has been on a great run, a tear. Gold was up again today, up $2.30 to $12.83, the highest it's been, if memory serves me, in quite a few years. Gold and silver are both kicking ass. And as we head to the new year, your New Year's resolution has got to be to buy some gold, some silver, some rare coins, some precious metals. And I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Alaroot Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Order it today at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. Great way to ring in the new year. 800-885-4653. Got to have some gold if things go bad in your home, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know when you'll need it. You don't know if the dollar is going to be something that you could wipe your you-know-what with and worth zero if there's a dollar collapse. Or if there's a debt crisis, if there's a stock market crash. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Call the number to this show, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I mentioned to you the big story today, in my opinion, is these two Swedish, these two girls, Scandinavian girls, from Norway and Denmark being murdered, beheaded by ISIS-inspired Islamic extremists, and Sweden saying this had nothing to do with Islam, and warning anyone who watches the video of them being murdered will face 4 years in prison for watching the video. God forbid you should ever know the truth. You know, this is like a variation of the old joke. When the police say, move along, there's two bodies on the ground, their heads are missing, they've been in a horrific car crash, and the cop says, move along, nothing to see, nothing to see. Now you can add a new, you know, point B to it. That was A. B is, move along. But if you do happen to watch, see these two bodies and their heads are missing, if you actually look down and see it, you're getting 4 years in prison. Would you like that? If that's the way America was run, that's the way Sweden's run now. And one of the great climate change experts of the world, Arid Doering, who believes very strongly in global warming and climate change, he's in prison right now, charged with choking his fiance. More liberals gone mad. You only hear this stuff on the Wayne Alaroot Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
You don't have- USA Radio News.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall. The president tweeted this morning, "We will be forced to close the entire southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us money to finish the wall." White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the president does have limited options.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office.
The illegal immigrant who allegedly killed a police officer in California was arrested earlier on Friday. Kern County, California Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the officer's death could have been avoided had it not been for California's sanctuary city law.
When you tie our hands and don't allow us to work with our federal partners and communicate with our federal partners about people that commit crimes and who are in this country illegally, we're going to have incidents like this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We'll be right back.
Maine wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're now on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. And, I talk about this all the time. They have been one of the most amazing findings of my life because I was, because of Obamacare, my health insurance rates went from $500 a month to $2,000 a month. This is what nobody understands out there. The media won't tell you, and the average person gets their health insurance through their work. And then there's people that either own their own business or are independent contractors, of which I'm both. And we get our own insurance. And that market was devastated by Obamacare. And my insurance went up $1,500 a month. That's $18,000 a year Barack Obama cost me and ripped me off for. And then I found out about Liberty HealthShare. It's a Christian health sharing organization for family, a mother, father, and any number of kids. I don't care if you have two kids or 80. The price is $449 a month. So it's less than $500 a month instead of $2,000 a month with Aetna. And so I saved $18,000 in year one. I saved $18,000 in year two that ends on Monday. And in year three, I'll save another $18,000. That's $54,000 saved over 3 years. Anybody out there could use an extra $54,000. And then I went to the urologist for a simple checkup, first time in 20 years, about 2 weeks ago. And he said, we take Liberty HealthShare. I was shocked. And I figured I just have to pay cash out of my own pocket. No, we take it. And on the way out, I said, what do I owe you? Nothing. What do you mean nothing? It's part of your Liberty HealthShare. You don't owe a thing. So then I had an eye doctor appointment. I said, do you take Liberty HealthShare? Yes. And on the way out, I said, how much do I owe you? They said, nothing. I said, there's got to be a copay. No. I think you're allowed like a once-a-year exam with four or five doctors, and they pay for it. So literally, it's the most amazing finding of my life, and it's just been a godsend. And my kid had a dental bill of $2,500, and they reimbursed $2,000 to $2,500. That happened about 2 months ago. So this has been an eye-opening, wonderful thing. Call Liberty HealthShare right now. There are no windows. You can join anytime, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237, or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show for almost the whole 3 years I've been on the air. Deborah Blum is our guest. Deborah Blum is our guest. I pronounced it wrong right off the bat. Deborah Blum, criminal defense attorney, frequent legal analyst on Fox News and Newsmax TV. I met her at the Steve Bannon event here in Las Vegas, where he asked me to say a few words to open up that event, and Deborah was in the audience. Deborah Blum, without further ado, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and great talking to you again. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful conversation.
All conversations with Wayne Reed are wonderful conversations. So the First Step Act is what we're talking about, and that's the overhaul to our criminal justice system. You do realize that it's so rare that a Republican like Trump or Wayne Root, I as well, support this legislation, because I think too many people are in jail for nonviolent crimes. I'm kind of a Republican conservative 97% of the time and a Libertarian about 3%. And the Libertarian side of me says I don't think people should be in prison and have their lives ruined over nonviolent drug crimes, especially pot. And I can't believe they sentence people to 50 years and 60 years and 90 years and life in prison and never get out because you're involved in some drugs. They should send you to rehab. So I was on the side of this new criminal justice overhaul, and Trump was on the side of the new criminal justice overhaul. And you do realize not one liberal gave us any credit for any of it.
Well, you know, President Trump is really being smart about crime. This First Step Act is exactly that. It's a first step to overhaul our federal criminal justice system. And I'm happy to break it down for you and talk about all of the tremendous things that it will do to serve our prison population as well as regular people in society.
Right, so go ahead, break it down. Let us know why this is good stuff. I think it is good stuff just because it doesn't make sense to spend all this money on people in prison who committed nonviolent crimes. It's just costing us billions and billions and billions of dollars, not to mention disruption in the lives of their kids and their wives and their families or their husbands and their families. I mean, you take someone away and put them in a prison cell, your family doesn't have a earner now. So it just destroys every, or it doesn't have a person in the house house to raise the kids. So it just destroys everything. The family is just ruined forever, not just the prisoner, everybody associated with him or her. And so I think it's high time, excuse the pun, for some sort of reform. Tell us the details of this reform.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. First of all, the First Step Act promotes earlier release through rehabilitative justice initiatives and good time credits, which I'll get back to. It reduces the number of mandatory minimum sentences for non-violent drug offenses and increases the use of the judge's discretion to give a lower sentence than what's recommended by the sentencing guidelines. As you said, it promotes individuals staying closer to their families. This works to decrease the burden on those on the outside with family members on the inside. And it also helps the mental health of those who are incarcerated by being able to see their family members. You touched upon this before. It's expected to reduce the sentences of approximately 3,000 prisoners who were given harsher sentences for crack cocaine versus those who got lesser sentences for powder cocaine. But what's interesting is lots of families and inmates are waiting on this right now. And this disproportionately impacted African Americans. Speaking of minority groups, it includes women's initiatives. There are free feminine products that are being given out to women who are incarcerated federally, so women don't have to pick between buying them and calling home. This is a tremendous problem that I've seen when I've represented criminal women who are accused of crimes. It also improves the compassionate release programs, making it easier for people in prison who are terminally ill and elderly to get released. And the one thing I really want to focus on here is that there's a duality to the purpose of punishment. It's both to deter and rehabilitate. Currently, the system is not doing enough to prevent recidivism. According to the National Institute of Justice, research has found that prison can exacerbate, not reduce, recidivism. Prisons are like schools for learning to commit more severe crimes. So instead of calling it a correctional facility, it should be called a destructive facility. So really, what this act focuses on is rehabilitative justice. So by teaching inmates a skill set and then helping them get work once they're out, utilizing the trade they've learned, lessens the chance that they'll reoffend. And now a lot of these programs are already in place. And what I've noticed by actually seeing it with my own two eyes and through talking to my clients is that there are many ways that the guards or somebody else involved in the criminal justice system can run interference. So if there is a program in place, like a GED program or a trading program, so an inmate will learn a trade, oftentimes the guard will not bring the prisoners to their program. So I think we need to focus on what actually needs to be done inside of the prison system to make sure that this First Step Act trickles down properly to the inmates.
Now, I'm going to make a very bold guess here. I think you sound like you're probably a liberal Democrat. Am I right about that? You're an attorney.
I'm not going to talk to you about my political affiliation, but what I can tell you is I have over 12 years experience as a criminal defense attorney. I've had thousands of criminal clients. I worked as a legal aid attorney, and I've seen the inside of hundreds of jails, both federal and state. And, you know, what I'd like us to focus on is the fact that this is a federal initiative, and we need to implement this at the state system as well, because that's where the majority of our prisoners are. A Republican, Senator Tom Cotton, tried to kill this bill, claiming that America has an under-incarceration problem. This flies in the face of reason. The United States has the world's highest incarceration rate, 655 people per 100,000 people. And Democrats and Republicans alike are finally recognizing that we need to do something to reshape our criminal justice system.
Well, the only thing I was trying to get at when asking if you're a Democrat is that I constantly hear this party line from Democrats that Republicans never compromise and we can't get along with you and there's got to be something we can find to do together. And I wanted to point out that this is something Wayne Root and Donald Trump both support. Aren't you glad we found something we can work on together?
I'm really glad that the country is able to work together. I think that we're at a divisive point in our history where if people, Democrat, Republican, whatever you identify with, could come together and support something like this, our country would just be so much better off. You know, it's really important to have rehabilitative justice. You know, I understand Republicans, defendants, both sides could point to defendants being given breaks and then reoffending in a really terrible way. But there are individuals who are marginalized, and when given a helping hand to guide them along, they generally want to and will succeed. So we need to give Americans this opportunity, those who are incarcerated, a chance to learn a skill and then help them once they're released to continue to work, because then they're going to be contributing members of society.
All right, Deborah Bloom, criminal defense attorney. I would just, you know, wanted to get her on to point out that conservatives sometimes have a libertarian streak, as I do. And I, too, do not want to see America being the country with the most incarcerated individuals in the world. I think it's ridiculous. I think our prisons are overburdened. I think the money is causing massive infusions of taxpayer spending. I think our national debt's too high. And I think all these people should be contributing to society, not stuffed away in a prison for the next 20 or 30 years for a nonviolent drug crime. So I'm with you on this one, Deborah. I don't know if we agree on other stuff, but we certainly agree on this one. She is a frequent legal analyst on Fox News and Newsmax TV. Thanks for coming on the show, Deborah Plum. Deborah Blum.
Thank you. It's Blum.
Blum. There we go. Blum. Wayne Allyn, War Now. USA Radio. We'll see y'all in just a sec. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. That was a crappy interview, wasn't it? I'm a nice guy. I didn't have to tell the woman on the phone, stop reading, you idiot. I mean, are you going to come on an interview with me and instead of having a discussion, sit there and read from a book or read from a brochure or read from some sort of promotional material? Did she ever say a single word in the interview that was real? Or was she just reading the entire interview, number one? And number two, I was trying to be nice and have a conversation and try and get out of her, number one, are you a liberal? What's wrong with telling me what you are? Of course she's a liberal. You could tell she was a liberal. But number two, can't you ever admit that Wayne Root and Donald Trump have done something good and we agreed with you on something? Try to get that out of her and she would never do it. See, they'll never admit. So why ever do anything nice for liberals? Wayne Root just realizes, even if you agree with them, tell them to go screw themselves. I wouldn't do a favor for a liberal if there wasn't a drop of water left in the world. I wouldn't offer you my garden hose. You people are such obnoxious idiots. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Try to get her to say, yes, Trump did something good. Yes, I'm glad Trump was on our side. Would not do it. Then why are you on my show? Why on my show? Everything about the interview was stupid. Sorry we ever booked it. You'll never be on the show again for the rest of your life, as long as you live. Deborah Blum, Plum, Bloom, whatever the hell your name is. Have a nice life. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is, Chris is laughing on the other end. The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. I want to make sure everybody knows the reason I'm able to be on the air thousands of hours a year is because, and my voice exists and still lives to talk about it, is because of My Doctor Suggests Colloidal Silver. They've got lozenges that are amazing. I literally pop them into my mouth and suck on them every single advertising break, so my voice is there when we get back from the break, because I just talk all day, and then I first do a three-hour radio show. I had three meetings this morning before the radio show. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. It works. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but Wainer does suggest, I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use the promo code USA Radio, and they'll give you 20% off your first order, 866-660-9868. So Deborah Blum, whatever your name is, you could use these lozenges. You could also stop reading while you're talking. You could admit you're a liberal, probably a commie, and you could actually be nice to the host and say, you know what, it's nice that we have something in common. Because if you don't want to do that, you'll never be invited back on the show again. Is that a lesson you might want to learn, Deborah Blum, whatever the hell your name is? We've got a caller, JD from Las Vegas, who wants to talk about my last interview. I'm sure he's going to have some comments that we'll all enjoy. JD, you're on with War. What's going on?
Couple of things before I forget. Have a happy new year, a safe new year, and get some rest, because next year we're going to rock and roll and you need it. Number two, Megan Bartz had a hell of a show today talking about the I-10. You know what that is, where the illegals are getting billions of dollars in refunds.
After the end of the year, earned income tax credit, basically, yes.
I strongly suggest you bring her on at the 5 o'clock hour so it goes nationwide, because that was a barn burner. She has great knowledge on that. And as far as Ms. Crump, Stump, whatever her name was, as soon as she did the degraded Senator Tom Cotton, she told me she doesn't know anything about this law on two reasons. Number one, a lot of these crimes have been pleaded down. You could have a mass murderer in there that is pleaded down to distributing drugs, and he's part of this process that he could get released early. So they're not all just people that walked into a place and all of a sudden there was gambling going on, as in Casablanca. And second of all, she talked about recidivism, training these people in prison and so they can get a better job. Like, this was the first idea that ever came, the best idea that ever came across the pike. They've been talking about that for 50 years, Wayne. You know that. What a dumbbell. And she's on Fox News.
Well, she didn't talk about it. She read it. That's the really sad part. I mean, when you're trying to have a conversation, I'm talking to you right now. Let's make believe I'm Deborah Blum, whatever the hell her name is. And I'd be like, J.D., the New York Yankees are in first place. As a matter of fact, the quarterback of the New York Yankees. Blah, blah, blah. And she's just reading it off a sheet of paper. She's reading it as if she's reading a book on a national radio interview. Whoever taught her how to do an interview, I have no idea. But, boy, can you imagine hiring her as your lawyer in court? Does she read her closing statement word for word? Does she look at it and go, in my opinion, I think this person might be innocent? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Talk to people. Talk to people. Gosh.
This is our battle. This is what we're up against. And, you know, like I said, you've had a great year. You've done a lot of good things for us, and we appreciate it. Keep up the good fight. Stay healthy. And next year, let's kick some ass.
Thanks, J.D. You got it. Thanks for being a great caller in Las Vegas and a great researcher for my show. Appreciate it. J.D. in Las Vegas. Wayne on the Root. War Now. We get back. It's a special two-hour edition of Newsmax TV. Of course, we're still on the radio here in Vegas on KBET 790 AM. Of course, we're still on USA Radio affiliates all across the United States. You can listen to the 2 hours on national radio, but more importantly, we are at the same time simulcast on national TV with a special two-hour edition starting right now.
Revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.